I'm at Camp David now. I just met with Peggy back from Saigon, and that incidentally is going just right. Yeah, as you can imagine, we had the rats on those last 2 or 3 days when they were charging. There was nothing going on, Chris, but you can be sure it's all done. I bet they must be dying because, you know, they all were right at the last. They were saying, oh, it's going to change and the polls come down. And now they're stuck with it, whether they're 61-38, and that's all they can say is we didn't win the Congress. Well, that doesn't mean much these days. You must be getting a lot of reactions from people, your old friends. Yeah, really? Yeah, that's great. Yeah, of course. Of course, yeah. Well, you know, they talk about tactics and all of the Watergate monster, but have you ever heard, I mean, a president attacked as roughly as we got as the Shriver and whatever people took us on? I mean, the names that they called, I mean, I look back to the time that, you know, your father was in, and they talked pretty rough in those days, but they used a term like a rat or something like that, but my God, the world murderer, and as a matter of fact, Taft used the ratter himself, and he said, even a rat would corner will fight. Yeah, I'll never forget that. Yeah. Well, but that language was nothing compared to what they used, though. Yeah. Right. Well, actually, you know, they you know, I really was proud of the family. Pat and Julie and Tricia, they banged around in 30 states. And, Boy, how the times have changed. Well, we'll do it, Ben. You're in good spirits, obviously. Okay. Well, so am I. You do realize that I will reach that magic age of 60 on January the 9th. And that is really old. For this office, you know. For this office. I was reading a biography of your of T.R., and he died when he was 60, didn't he? Remember, he was, because he left the presidency when he was only 52. Yeah. Well, one thing I think we really must, you know, when you stop to think after all of the abuse we took, that we not only got 49 states, and Julie, who went to Smith, said, if we had to lose one, I'm glad it was Massachusetts, because they treat it pretty rough up there. But anyway, you get the word. But we also, as it turned out, you know, we had the biggest numerical margin, and also the biggest, the biggest numerical margin, and also the biggest percentage spread. It was bigger than Virginia. You see the what, David? The Vietnam thing, as I said, when the story comes out, I think you'll think we look pretty good, because I knew 3 days before that we were going to go forward with everything, you know. Of course, but I couldn't say it, because, you know, you want to blow it. But it's all right, and I figured it. And I knew we were going to take heat for it, but it was a little rough to have them saying that the whole damn thing was a hoax. Well, you know, and to have some of our brethren in the press play it that way, like Peter Visigar, people like that. I'm a little bit shocked. Well, all right. We'll get together, and we'll have a little fun with some good reactionaries, if you don't mind. Good. Great. I'll do it. Okay.